Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friends? Welcome in to In This League. It is Mock Draft 8.0. I'm Chris Welsh. That is Scott Bogman. And we're here for you doing a 15-team Roto Mock Draft over on the Fan Tracks. That's right. Bogman and I are ready to get down with 13 of our dearest friends in the ITL Army. That's right. That's what we got for you today. So if you are here for mock drafting or rotos or 15-team leagues, well, buddy, we got you covered and we got it. Bogman, what is up, my friend? Are you ready to mock draft?
Let's do it, man. I'm ready. I feel good. Got cheat sheet article done, getting rankings updated today. So I'm ready to rock and roll. Let's do it.
I mean, so I'm still in this weird place where I feel like it's like we're at the end and it's like, I mean, we're all
at the beginning.
Yeah, we're not. For a lot of people, this is the beginning of the draft season getting into it. But, you know, we have done so much. So if you've missed any of it, make sure and go check out the back catalog of episodes covering just mountains of different stuff from projections to our actual cheat sheets we just did and a gajillion things more, draft analysis, rank analysis, and different sites. We got them all there for you, so make sure you're locked into it. Also, go and check us out over at InThisLeague.com. That is our Patreon, where you are a wonderful person when you support us. We deeply appreciate that. You can sign up pretty simplistically as just like the sergeant level, and you can get access to, I just did the redraft rank update. Those are going to be updated kind of weekly as things are going on. Bogman has his ranks up there as well. Plus, we got Prospect, we've got Dynasty, and you can hang out with us in the GroupMe rooms and our community. InThisLeague.com. Come and sign up today. We very, very much appreciate it. You guys are the best for your continued support. And hopefully you want to continue in season, you know, because we got some newer stuff, hopefully logging along for as the season goes on here. Maybe some weekly live streams I'm looking at doing, hanging out with everybody. So check it out. InThisLeague.com. All right. We got 15 people set for us. We're not going to even waste any time here. We're over on FanTracks. It's pretty standard 15-team roster, you know, 14 outfielders as Bogman likes to play in.
I knew it.
Two second basemen, no shortstops.
Yeah.
Yep.
Actually, three second basemen, no third baseman. So
only relief pitchers.
Only fans. Yeah.
Just how the Lord. No, it's one catcher, 5 outfielder. We are implementing just pitching spots, but this is a 15-team roto, so you're not going to want to necessarily punt. I will attach this to the Fantasy Pros so we can see after. Here are the participants. We've got Zach at 1, Mummert at 2, I am drafting 3. We've got Tavernite at 4, Allen at, or All In. Who is All In? I always say Allen.
I'm not 100% sure.
Dang it. I know who that is because that was someone in the P180Ps.
I think I can look at it.
Everybody's name. I feel so bad when people do this because it's like, I know you. But now I act like I don't know you, but you have these weird names and I can't follow them all. Brandhoover is at 6, G Flat at 7, Kyle at 8, Barrow at 9, Chad at 10, Toronto Tar Heels at 11, Nate at 12. Bogman, you are at 13. We got Cody at 14, and the American Sniper, Ryan F. and Porter, is at 15.
All right, so all in is Steven, and Toronto Tar Heels is Keith. So
okay, well, there we go. So we got some of that figured out. Well, we're going to get this underway here in a second. I am actually going to hook up the Fantasy Pros draft assistant, not to assist my draft, but so we can get the analysis after. But, you know, plug to our boys and my company that clearly you can use a draft assistant. You could set it up for a Bogman and Welsh. You can do that. You can set up a cheat sheet for Bogman and the Welsh. How fun is that? If you wanted to draft a little bit more like us, so much fun. So I'm going to set that up here right now and we'll be good to go. But we can start the draft here where I'm going to have a super easy decision. So life is good.
Yeah. Win or judge.
Yep. That is exactly right. That is, I mean, you absolutely nailed it. It is wit or judge, preferably judge in this scenario.
Hey, in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
All right. Otani won. Wait, there you go. Yeah, just so I can have like big, massive. I haven't actually built a team around a Judge power, really. So I don't think I've drafted Judge once. So this is great.
Four. So is Jose Ramirez is becoming more and more consensus number four. I still think Ellie because of the crazy amount of stolen bases. But at number four, what are you thinking, Welsh? I mean, is it just still clearly Ellie, or is it the positional difference that Jose gives you at third is pretty insane?
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, I think Jose is in a really great spot here, and I think it does make a lot of sense. I tend to just still be Ellie. Yes, we can get the stolen bases later. Jose went four, by the way. Ellie just went five. And then Soto goes six to Brandhuber. It's just like, I think Ellie is so extreme on the stolen bases. And I also think he has a legit shot of hitting 30 homers this season that I think he's just a unicorn. So I'm very comfortable drafting him four if you need to. I know some other people are not, and he falls. Gunner just went seven. Corbin Carroll, eight. We were talking about this in the previous episode of like, it'd be very interesting to see where Corbin Carroll ends up going if anybody is concerned. And that's not the case. And then, man, this is going kind of fast. Barrow just took Tarik Skubal as the number one pitcher. I don't feel like we've seen that over Skeens yet either.
He might have done that in the last mock we did, but
trouble is, you have what my old music teacher, Mrs. Mellinger, calls stupid fingers. With hands like that, you'll be lucky to master a belt buckle.
And there goes Skeen. So we have starters going early here at pick 9 and at pick 11. So
is that something you were looking at doing? Were you looking at trying to, you wanted one of those guys at 13?
I thought, yeah, maybe I would get one, but sitting here at pick number 13 with Fernando Tatis still on the board, I mean, it's hard to pass him up. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. I know he's been dropping a little bit, but at pick 13, I'm all about it.
I took him 12 in TGFBI. So I'm with it. That's 30 potential. But yeah, very interesting. Carroll, no discount, did not fall. Tucker fell weirdly in this. He fell all the way to 12. So it went Skubal at 9, Betts at 10, Skeens at 11, Tucker at 12, Tatis, then Jordan Alvarez just went. So again, no discount. That's a surprise. I mean, we're moving here. The wheel, Vladdy Julio, which I think is a very, very good common wheel. Bryce Harper, and it is already back to you, Boggs.
Yeah, I'm going to take Lindor here. It's, to me, it's kind of, I think you have your pick your poison here, right? Like, this is a spot where I would like to take Cattell, but I just can't. Lindor,
I thought you were going to take Churio, actually.
Churio was my other option. Churio, and then Duran is still there, too. I would like to take Cattell, but... yeah, I just had Lindor. I had at 14 overall. So for him falling back to me at, what would that be, pick 18 or whatever, I thought was just too good a value to pass up.
Those three wheels, just look good. Vladdy Julio, Alvarez Harper, Tatis Lindor. That's what you guys put together. And Nate, he got Kyle Tucker at a ridiculous deal at 12, and he paired him with Zach Wheeler. And then Toronto Tar Heels, he got Skeens at 11. He just paired him with Churio. And then Chad got Ketel Marte. These are crazy good. All these pairings look really good. I'm not going to probably love it as much when it gets down to me, though.
And by the way, that is the Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs. That's our boy Famous.
Oh, that's Famous. Okay. So never mind. Well, it says Nate. So.
Yeah, it does. It does. It says Nathan's and you can't read the whole thing.
I can't read the rest. It says Nathan's Famo. So Ketel Marte, then Jaren Duran just went 7th pick in the 2nd round. So we're still like 5 picks away from me. Logan Gilbert goes. So another we've had four pitchers go in the top. What are we? 24, 23.
Logan Gilbert was up in his velocity by like about a mile.
He's so impressive. Yeah. I've been moving him up a little bit more. I mean, it's a preview. Check out
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey! I'm Logan Gilbert, I really love. All right, I'm up. It went Olsen, Trey Turner, Freeman, and Schwarber. Man, I was kind of hoping for Freddie Freeman. All right, I think I'm going to... Oh, my God. Is this what I'm going to do?
Tough spot.
This is a tough spot. Acuna is still obviously. All right, I'm gonna do this. I'm going to take Jazz. I can put him at third base. I just was like, am I really going to take two Yankees? But yeah, I'm going to take Jazz. I got some stolen bases early. Again, not that I'm super concerned about it, but I like
the guy with the Yankees logo for your team.
Apparently. So coming back, I'm up. I mean, if it happens, like I'm probably taking Crochet, but I also like Merrill. And I like Devers.
Well, at least you know you have options.
I'm going to get one of them because none of them have gone here. So I kind of want all of them, though.
I think I kind of want it.
I kind of wish I would have taken Devers, actually, over Jazz, just for the batting average and the big power.
Machado Altuve at the turn for Zach. I love that. That's a good start. Otani, Machado Altuve. Oof. There goes.
Oh, I knew.
Crochet, one pick in front of you.
What did the five fingers say to the face?
What?
Slap.
Yep, that's what I figured. Man, that's kind of like my go-to.
Brutal.
It is kind of brutal.
Go away, Baton.
Now I'm trying to think, do I take Devers and I push Jazz to the outfield, or do I take Merrill? Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, well, that's a good pick. And then Austin Riley.
Yeah, but the better play would have been Crochet in the 2nd and then Devers, and I would have been super happy. So I already don't love, but we'll see how this goes. Riley went next, and then Dylan C. So what are you hoping to do coming back to you?
Chris Sale would be exactly what I want, but they're you know, on this list, on the Fantrax list, he's number 2. It's Reagan's and then Sale and then Kirby.
There goes Sale.
Oh, I mentioned his name and there he goes. Pete Alonso still on the board.
There's Ronald Acuna. He was 7th pick in the 3rd round. So outside the top 35, there goes Corey Seager. So this is going to be a tough range for me because all my guys are going to go in here. I don't know what I'll be staring at.
Yeah, I haven't done a 15 in a while. I'm starting to realize why we don't do this. So there goes Cole Reagans.
Cole Reagans. Yeah, it's tougher. I mean, we're not going to like our teams as much. There goes Jackson Merrill. So you're 2 picks away. So what are you looking at? William Contreras.
Big Meat Pete still on. I'm 1 pick away. Now, I do believe Famous is a Mets fan. Yeah. So probably not getting him. But come on. Come on, guy. Don't you want Garrett Cole?
He's at the top of the board, too. Oh.
Yep. Surprise, motherfucker.
There he goes. All right.
You will be without Pete's meat. So apologies.
None of Pete's meat do I get. All right. I'll take Michael Harris here. Low in the Fantrax ranking. So I kind of get a deal on him a little bit at pick 43.
That's not too bad. Joe would hate it, but he's automatically going to hate your draft now.
Well, he hates every draft I do anyway. So
then, but specifically now because you took Michael Harris.
That's true. Yeah. Isn't he lowest in the world of everybody ever?
I think so. There goes George Kirby.
Lowest ever in the history of the world.
We're now on the third round wheel.
Ooh,
and you got rid of benches this time. Good.
Do something smart.
Okay.
Yeah. Not just another pretty face. All right. So I am stuck between James Wood and Jacob DeGrom.
I forgot DeGrom is low on this platform.
Yep.
There goes Ozzie Albies and then Garrett Cole. Yeah, Garrett Cole just went ahead of DeGrom.
One pick away. Come on, Cody.
Yeah. And
you just took Kirby. You don't need a pitcher. Give me DeGrom.
Right around at 50.
Wood.
James Wood.
That was the only other play in my queue. So Jacob DeGrom it is.
I wanted James Wood to fall back to me. Bad. Because also Brent Rooker, I love, but Brent Rooker is the top of Fantrax board.
Well, he's util only.
Yeah,
I get that. People might be skipping him because I saw him, but like you said, him and Ozuna both util only, but tippy top of the board here.
We'll see how that goes. So James Wood, you got Jacob DeGrom as your first pitcher. Emmanuel Clase just went to famous, so I got a ways to go. So I had a few guys in the queue.
First closer. I think that's typically where Clase goes anyway, right?
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good spot. Oh, man, there's Langford. Well, there was one of the guys, so this is not good.
All right, so Hader goes. One, two, so three, who is four, your official six. Pick right here so we know?
Well, Rooker would be the pick, but I have three guys in my queue with five picks to go. There goes Ozuna.
Rooker's going the pick. Well, yeah. He just went, so.
You son of a... Two guys in my queue.
French toast.
Rooker was at the tippy toe. Let me look and see if I'm... Because I forget that their ranks are kind of weird here. There goes Marcus.
Yeah, it's a little wonk, I would say. It's not terrible, but it's just a little wonky.
Yeah, it's not terrible. There goes Michael King. Well, I still got two guys in my queue. Unfortunately, one of them's at the top of the board in Blake Snell.
Michael King, Blake Snell's going to go one pick ahead of you.
Oh, yeah. Right
there. There he goes. Two picks ahead of you.
And it's God.
Then Willie Adames.
Oh, man. Well, I think I'm going to take my... we're going the big power team. I'm going to take my boy O'Neal Cruz. Just not even think about it. We're going to lock him up. And then I have no pitcher, so I got to look at pitching soon.
Well, Mummer just took two, so he's not taking one. Maybe Zach will take one. Josh Naylor. It's a Mummer.
I might take a closer, to be honest with you. If Devin Williams is still back, I go Santander.
Yeah, Williams and Miller.
Nope. There he goes.
Devin.
God Yikes. Damn. Maybe Edwin Diaz.
Yeah, Diaz and Miller is still on the board.
Yeah. There goes Christian Walker. Walker already.
Damn it.
I guess we're in the 60s.
Yeah, I mean, it is round five, but that was pick 62. So,
all right, I think I'm going to go with the high closer here. I'm going to go with Edwin Diaz.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's in this league.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they use to make...
In this league.
I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
He is off the board. Here he goes.
Yeah. I mean, Mason Miller's fun. It's just like the A's. So, Pablo Lopez just went... Yeah, so I mean, because I do feel pretty comfortable with the pitching that's still on the board, though this will probably be a big pitching run that's going to happen. Taking a top closer was probably a little bit more of the play here. I got a weird team though, because like Judge and Devers, good on average. Jazz and O'Neill could hurt me. I feel okay though. There goes Teoscar Hernandez. What are you looking? You got six picks until you're up.
Well, Fromber was actually at the very tippy top.
Teoscar, Fromber, and then Miller just went.
So let me reset here. Oh, Miller's a good pick too. All right. So one of Shota or Yamamoto.
Get back on the mic. You sound like you're far away.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I have my hand in front of my mouth. Yeah, my
you
bad.
Sounded echoey.
I'm stressing like this. Oh, this is how I pick when I'm mad. And then Caminero for my other pick because I hate third base. So
he hates these cans.
Well, I have to be third baseman, actually. I already took myself out of the Caminero business with Jazz Endeavors. So Lawrence Butler, Iglesias, so two away.
I think I'm going to go Caminero first because the guy. Oh,
oh my. Bitch. I mean, you didn't even get it out of your mouth.
Phrasing.
F- you, Keith. Damn it.
That one hurt.
All right.
Right at pick 71, I think. So Brenton Doyle, and you are up.
All right, just give me, do I have Yamamoto or Shota higher? I think I have Shota one spot higher. So I'm going to go with Shota here and then Casas on the way back then. I need one of first or third, I feel like. So Aaron Nola, two picks for the sniper.
I forgot having O'Neill Cruz, he qualifies as shortstop, so I can just put him as my shortstop. I got some flexibility here in Stupid Jazz and O'Neill, at least. It was Yamamoto and Helsley. So RFP, by the way, his last three picks, Cole, Yamamoto, and Helsley after going three straight hitters. Pretty good.
Yeah, a nice build there. I think Cody has a nice build here, too. I think Cody's like always next to me, too, and he's stupid.
What are you trying to do after Cody?
Casas or Vientos, one of those two.
Oh, okay.
So I'm okay no matter what Cody does here. I won't throw anything or break anything.
That's good.
I promise.
Felix Bautista. I'm making you question closers now.
I'm gonna go Casas. A little bit, but I'll wait.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
I like Ryan Walker. Nobody else likes him. I'm big on McGill. There's closers still that I like here.
All right. First base is getting a little depleted though. So something I need to pay attention to. I don't have one. There goes Glass now.
Burger's still on the board. Who else we have?
Yeah, Vinny's on the board. There's still a couple. I'm just saying it's getting a little depleted, which you don't love.
Your boy Tolia, but Tolia is higher on this list than he is on a lot of Michael Bush way down there. He is crushing spring right now.
Robert Suarez. A little bit of closer action in here. I'm kind of staring at Jordan Westberg right now. He's still, I know he's a third base, but he qualifies at second.
Yeah, nice to have a guy that qualifies at both those spots.
Yeah, well, I have 4,000 guys that qualify a third, but just having that second base, kind of what I'm staring at. And it's funny, I have three outfielders, but only one is a current outfielder. Or no, I guess I have Judge and Jazz because I'm putting Jazz up there. And then Devers is at third and O'Neill's at short. Yeah, there we go. So I have two. I'm trying to figure
earlier
this out.
Earlier or later when using the phone.
I did call earlier when using the phone.
Earlier, when was that?
Or later when then I left a message.
A message? What number did you call?
Are you calling from a walkie-talkie?
Bellinger, Bryce Miller, Brian Reynolds. I am three picks away.
Adley Rutschman's still on the board, Welsh. He's fallen.
He is fallen. There goes Johan Duran. But see, now that's a closer thing is going on.
Munoz.
I was going to take Munoz and then come back and hope I could get maybe...
Jesus Christ. Chad E has three closers. Did we say this already?
No. Oh, you're right.
Hader, Iglesias, and Robert Suarez. What the hell is he doing?
He's cornered the market.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy.
Xander Bogaerts, you're one pick away. Well, you get either one of them, or you'll get at least one.
At least one of them for sure. I have McClanahan. Actually, I have Sasaki higher. I'll take Sasaki. And then I'll see if McClanahan.
Edwards.
Roki. We're going risky on these starters.
Well, I wouldn't take McClanahan with Sasaki.
No, I'll probably take.
You just take, like, I know you don't like Radon, but like, or Gossman, you should wait. And my suggestion would just be, you need dudes that are going to stack some serious innings with those guys just in case. Some more. I mean, even Seth Lugo a little bit later, like, get yourself 180 innings out of it.
Right.
But I mean, not to talk you off or whatever, but do whatever, but that's. There's only so much YOLO you want to do. Dansby Swanson, then the wheel went Nimmo and Pete Crow Armstrong to RFP, back to Cody, and then to you.
I'll take, how about Diaz? Diaz still on the board. I'll take him. That way I have two closers.
Who's Diaz?
Alexis Diaz.
Oh, Alexis Diaz.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah, I'm actually peeking around. There goes McClanahan right in front of you.
Bada boom.
Kind of staring at some of those closers. I might go for a third. Maybe.
What does CI look like? Goldie, Tolia, Arenado. There's some guys. Salvi's still on the board. Now, I think now we might be getting into the catcher.
No, like we are. There goes Salvi. Because Yonier Diaz and Will Smith and Wilson Contreras, they all are justifiable to go here. There goes Jared Jones. I just don't think I can do it with my pitching if I want to keep up with the Joneses. I kind of think I got to double tap again.
And yeah, I mean, you ignored it for a while. So yeah, it makes sense.
Seven rounds. I ignored starters.
Yeah.
So I think, I was about to say Flaherty, because Jared Jones just went, and then Flaherty top of my board. I mean, Sandy Alcantara is probably at the tippy.
It was Jimenez.
It goes boom. Ugh. Boom. All right. Three. It goes Goldie. Man, first base is now a wasteland. I mean, maybe even Radon. But there goes, oh, Ryan Pressly. That's sneaky, because Pressly's way down the list. I'd put him in
my queue. Oh, yeah.
No one was paying attention to that.
Are there more like that?
Ooh, Brian Wu is at the top of my list. And then I'm taking out Contra. I have
Brian Wu in my queue.
Samesies. I was going to try to do Alcantara and then Wu, but Wu went before. So I got Alcantara as SP3. There goes Senga.
Kodai. See, yeah, the pitchers around here are all kind of like, you know, is Lugo going to repeat? Gossman didn't have a great year. Kikuchi's on a bad team. Reynaldo, you know, track record. We're getting back to being risky in starters, I feel like. Sandy is such a Welsh pick. Like, you take him in everything.
Yeah. To the point of what you're talking about with starters, that like, I might avoid. I might go back to position. I've been avoiding positional stuff, but see, I don't even know how much I love the, there goes Wynn and Castellanos. I don't even know if I'm in love with any of the positional players right now.
You even love these guys?
No, not in love. I like some of these guys for sure, but. There goes Kerry Carpenter. See, this is an opportunity. I don't feel like 153. I mean, Radon is kind of a value right now. I'm going to just take Radon. Yeah, I just need, got to get catch up on pitching. So, high win team.
It's always wrong about Radon, no matter what. I always screw it up.
Well, that's why you're avoiding, so I feel better about drafting.
Yeah. I'll have the good year. Yeah, I think what you said before with Lugo, like if Lugo falls back to me, I think he's the perfect type of pitcher to add. Kikuchi as kind of like a fallback, or if I have to reach to Lopez, I can do that too. And then I need another outfielder or second base. I'm kind of stuck between those two.
Second base is going to get pretty rough soon.
I might just take India and be done with it. You know what I mean?
I was considering India as a middle infield here soon. There goes Cal Raleigh, Josh Lowe, Jason Foley went before both of them, and Lane Thomas before them. So We're halfway home, middle of the pack here. There goes Justin Martinez and Isak Paredes. Wow. That was a round.
Yeah, and I'm over here like, I'm going to take Lugo, most boring guy in the world.
Yeah.
But he's stable. You need a stable man in your life every once in a while. That's what I say. Mm-hmm. So.
That nice is true. And stable.
He's not going to get caught in any Burger King parking lots. So.
Yep. All right. Gavin Williams, Nolan Arenado, you took Seth Lugo. So what is it coming back?
I am go away debating between India and Jackson Holiday.
That is my how are they ranked? Holiday is ranked. He's a higher. I'm surprised.
I have them at 19 and 20.
He's pretty highly ranked on here. Holiday.
Holiday.
I don't think I realized that. Yeah, I don't think he's as high in other platforms.
A little risky. There goes Jeremy Pena, Josh Young.
Yeah, 165. So, yeah, I mean, we're in it. This is where people can start getting pushed up for sure. There goes Reynaldo Lopez.
Hate seeing that. Let's go with Holiday. That's going to be the pick.
Holiday? The Jackson of Holidays?
Profar. Yeah. Now I took Holiday. So I have second, which I'm not comfortable with. So I'm glad to get that out of the way. I have first, second, and third, but I still only have two outfielders. So I definitely need to work on outfield here.
I do too. And I might double tap outfield now. Taylor Ward's still out there. I guess he would worry about the knee, but they said he should be back really soon. So that's a semi-positive. There goes Colton Cowser. So I'm looking at him. And you start to get into those, some of those stolen base guys that are out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that are still there.
There's Finnegan, there's another sneaky closer.
I don't know. My hitting, like I have Tatis and Harris and Lindor, so I'm okay at stolen bases. I have Casas for power, but I think I need some more thump.
Yeah, I would be down for some more thump. Well, I mean, I've got Judge, Devers, who are no stolen bases, but Westberg, Cruz. I mean, I don't know. I'm pretty good in there. Batting average would be nice. There goes Yonier Diaz. That would have been one I would have. If Will Smith is still there or Wilson Contreras, you know what? That's where I'm going to go.
Yeah, I mean, Wilson is still there. That's crazy.
Yeah, there goes Bryson Stott.
Fairbanks.
Stolen base chase. Yeah, because I don't love the starting pitchers are fine. I'm not sure there's anybody you got to freak out about. Even the outfielders, to be fair, it's a lot of the same. Like, I guess it is going to have a little bit of a drop if you don't get the next like 10 or 15, but I'm still not sure it's anything to.
Kenley, I hate closers.
He goes Brandon Fott. Who did I just say? Oh yeah. Wilson Contreras.
Man, that's such a good value.
But Will Smith is there too.
Take Will Smith then. Let me have Wilson Contreras. Oh, one pick ahead of you, but you get
Will Smith. I'm going to take Will Smith. Yeah, exactly. So
I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about any of this.
I definitely would have taken Wilson Contreras, but I'll have a nice compliment back to Will Smith. They're just too good of values.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm waiting. I'm done with catcher. Screw catcher.
Yeah. I mean, your boy Langoliers is out there. Francisco Alvarez, but yeah, nothing.
Yeah, whoever. Crazy. Take somebody at the end. I don't care.
I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about any of this.
Take Gabby Moreno in round 22. Fine.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party.
There goes Alvarez. And then I'm coming back here. I need to get a pitcher, man. I take Darvish.
You take Darvish.
That's Conforto. Liddell. God, these pitchers are all stank.
Severino.
I take Nestor.
Merle. Reese Olson. Toby Myers.
Toby. There's Ryan, no sneaky pitcher, is there?
Not really. Matthew Boyd is down there.
He's not sneaky. There goes Bassett.
You're up.
I am going to, I'm going to just go with an innings guy. I'm going to go with Nestor.
Nasty Nestor.
Don't love it.
I saw it was like a best father son combo in MLB. And the last one they had was Freddie Freeman and Nestor Cortez.
Why?
Because Freeman hit the grand slam.
Off. Cause he owns it. I was like trying to find the,
the connection
and it wasn't connecting. So there goes Lars Nootbaar. I got two rookies on this team too. I don't know. How this is going to grade. I don't know how much I like it. Just the starting pitching, the waiting that long on starting pitching is really rough.
This year, like, I don't know.
No.
I don't 12 know. I
team.
It.
I think what I could have done this in a much more comfortable way in a 12 team. 15 team, not taking a pitcher till the seventh or eighth was pretty tough.
Let's see. I'm going to take Jacob Young for one because he's still on the board and I need an outfielder. So. Didn't you say he looked like a
Jacob Young or
something?
Yeah, he gained like 20 pounds of muscle. He was a big speed guy, so maybe there's some more power.
That would be nice. Wow. And then I don't know. I just don't like a lot of what's left here. Maybe.
No?
Grant Holmes,
Luke Rayleigh, Grant Holmes. There's a bunch of fun speculative pitchers that are out there right now.
Yeah.
That's one of them. Lance Brozdowski's talked about Ryan Weathers and that sweeper.
Me too.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's quite a few guys. There goes Charlie Morton, Kumar Rocker, your one pick away. But, you know, the fun speculation to like Ryan Nelson would be great if he had a rotation spot, but he just doesn't. He's not going to win it over Brandon Fott.
Yeah. Yep.
Ben Joyce. So you're up.
All right. Then it is Jacob Young for one. Man, Ben Joyce is such a sneaky good pick. I was going to take him. I had him in my queue for like one of the last couple rounds because I just don't trust Kenley to stay healthy.
Sure.
That's my thing. You know, the guy, I love him. He's a good closer, but the heart issue is just it screwed with him too long to kind of make him trustworthy.
There's Caballero and Halverson, theoretical closer in Colorado. And one pick. Who are you taking? You're one pick away.
Grant Holmes.
Oh, yeah. Grant Holmes.
Between like him and Jason Adam, you know, there's just not a lot left.
So it's just over between you and Darvish.
Yeah, I'm done with Darvish. I've had it.
Your relationship is over.
It's over. You know, we gave it a good run. You know, I'm just going to take Adam. There's like no closers left. Sneaky.
Jason Adam. Okay. So no, yeah. I mean, after Holverson, I don't think there was, well, there was a Foshier.
For shizzle.
Tinoco. Yeah. I guess there was nothing else after that. Not much. I mean, not that Adam is a closer. But
no,
it's speculative.
I don't like Robert Suarez at all. Throws one pitch, the velocity's down on it. Pass.
Ryan McMahon would have been a good util. You know, a guy that might be super interesting, I think I actually might take because he only is under RP, is Clay Holmes, who's going to be a starter for the Mets.
Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, Jose Quintana's still on the board too.
Like yeah.
Down in the 400s or something.
We just had Zebby, Josh Bell, what the hell is that? Brian Abreu, Larnick, and Fitzgerald.
I thought about Larnick because he's supposed to hit cleanup, but he is one-sided, heavy side platoon guy. But Zebby was up in his velocity, but like I think 1.9 or 1.5 or something. So
Carlos Santana just went. I forgot. Excuse me. I need a corner util and a pitcher. And I'm one pick away. And these corners are just, they're just awful. Oh, man. I guess I would go with Candelario.
Big Christmas. You're up. I have Big Christmas on my queue and he's gone.
I'm going to go with, actually, hold on. Let me look one more time real quick. Yeah, I'm going to go with Willier Abreu. And then I'm going to come back for, I think I'm going to take Candelario. And then, I'm not going to take Clay Holmes as one of them. Crap.
Damn.
I was going to have had a little, a little collection of some pitchers I was going to put together, and he was one of them. Because I just don't think I want to let, not that Candy is special. Oh, Thyro's a great pick. There goes Nolan Jones. There's just, at corner, there's nothing else good. Yeah, I'm going to take Candy. And then take whatever pitcher is left for me. So what are you doing or trying to do?
Fought got stomped today, by the way. 1 2/3, 3 earned. Grant Holmes for 1. And I have Ryan Weathers. And Scherzer's still out there, too. Like, there's some decent picks there. And then what else is it? I need the util spot. So who's available? I'm not taking Stanton, even in a 15 man. I don't hate Sean well.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
All night.
Awesome. I thought about him. It's just, it's empty. That's my only problem is it's empty stuff.
It is. Yeah, I'd rather. Yeah, I'll take Winker. Or isn't Wynn Seal supposed to hit like in the middle of the lineup now for the Tigers? I was looking at Curlin's like, his roster stuff, and they keep hitting Wynn Seal Perez third. Yeah, he's actually slated to hit third. I'm going to put him up there.
It's a good pick.
Did he just go?
No, Cade Smith. I thought maybe he went a while ago.
Oh, no. There he is. I thought I didn't think I'd moved him up, but I did. I already moved him up. Gavin Lux.
Scherzer, Soderstrom, Lux, Heaney just went. So you're two picks away.
I'll take one Seal and one of Holmes or Weathers. My last pick.
Oh, Holmes is still there.
Yep, still on the board.
Is he under RP?
No, he's under SP. He's just buried.
Oh,
he's real low.
There goes. Oh, Chris Martin, that's your sneaky closer pick, dude. That's your sneak. I mean, I think he's at the top of the list to be the closer.
Yeah, you're right. I do think like there's no way that the Rangers don't acquire someone if they're good. You know what I mean?
I mean, Chris Martin's been a closer before.
Yeah. I mean, he just crushes it, but
also like one of John Gray or Kumar. And I know John's been sorry, but like one of them has to be a relief pitcher at this point, I believe, based on the rotation. Because what is a rotation right now? It's DeGrom, Eovaldi. Who am I missing? All the other players. Technically, John Gray is in there. I don't know if they have Molly in there.
It's Eovaldi, Gray, Molly, Bradford, and DeGrom.
Yeah, so I mean Bradford, if Bradford came out for Rocker, then Rocker would be, or one of those guys is a relief pitcher. I mean, you could put them towards the back end. But I guess to your point, there's not a whole lot else. There goes Heel. And then we're in the last round.
Yeah. Not bad.
In the last round.
Yeah. I mean
second. Yeah, he got drafted. Yeah.
But Holmes and Weathers, like one of those two guys, is my last pitcher here.
Yeah, that's pretty solid. There goes Connor Wong, last round catcher in there. Ukeda also could be a closing option in Tampa Bay.
Grahams. Bada boom.
All right, good. I had Ryan Weathers at the top of my list. So, and if he goes, I also like Brian Bello, who spent another year working with Pedro.
Bello.
Stay healthy. So Weathers, Bello, and if both were to go, maybe even Severino. Soroka's a good pick that just went to Famous. He's had an uptick in velo in the spring with Washington. DJ Hers would be another one, I suppose. There's just a bunch of the same type of guys that are floating out here. Lucas Giolito, Eduardo Rodriguez. There's Robert Garcia could also be one of the closing options for Texas. It's Garcia. See, and that's why they may go Martin to start, Garcia's the eight, and then they flip between. I think they might feel like they have enough out of that. Otherwise, they would have made a move by now.
Who is that for?
Whitlock, Jeffers, Texas.
Oh, okay.
Closer, Robert Garcia and Chris Martin. So that's actually what Toronto Tar Heels did. He just took the whole situation. He took Martin and Garcia, which is super smart at the end of the draft. Toby Myers just went to Kyle. Seven more picks, guys. Let's roll. No worse feeling. No worse feeling, especially when they auto do their last and don't put on an auto. There's Roman Anthony. Thank you so much for that. I mean, put the damn thing on auto if you're going to auto your last pick.
Mr. Passive Aggressive.
Justin Verlander. Brandon Marsh. Acuna. I will take Ryan Weathers. Not that that's going to help me in any projection or anything like that. Mummert. And all right, so last two picks are in here, kind of irrelevant. There goes Caleb Durbin. Why don't you read off your team and let's see how you feel about it. I'll do mine, and then we'll look at the Fantasy Pros draft assistant rankings.
All righty, my catcher, JT Realmuto, who I got in the 17th round. First base is Costas. Second is Jackson Holliday. Third, Mark Vientos. Short, Francisco Lindor. Nate Lowe, Brandon Lau as my CIMI. Outfield is Tatis, Michael Harris, Jorge Soler, Jung-Hoo Lee, Jacob Young, Wenziel Perez is my util. Starters are DeGrom, Imanaga, Roki Sasaki, Seth Lugo, Tanner Houck, and Grant Holmes. Closers, I have Trevor McGill, Alexis Diaz, and Jason Adams.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.